If you're just joining us, we're talking about a physician shortage in sparsely populated areas. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's two medical schools are creating more of an on-ramp for med students who hope to one day practice in a rural area. A recent poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health found that one out of every four people, one out of four living in rural areas, said they couldn't get the health care they needed recently. Medical students, are you from a rural area? Do you plan to practice in one? Why have you made that decision, and do you feel prepared? And if you live in a rural community, what progress have you seen in rural healthcare over the years? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Paul Hunter is Associate Director of the Wisconsin Academy of Rural Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's been a family physician for 19 years, and he completed his residency program in Eau Claire. Dr. Hunter, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Rural medical student enrollment is down nationwide, and we're seeing it way down. Are you concerned by what you see out there?
I'm hopeful about the future of medical practice in rural areas. I see the students at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health in the WARM program as being very energetic and very committed to serving
the
needs.
And WARM stands for Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine.
Yes, thank you.
That's an endearing acronym, by the way, WARM.
Yes, we have lots of things like the WARM Welcome, which is our orientation to when they go out to their rural sites. So, we have a lot of things like that.
How is that program working? Are you, what happens? How do you draw students in to say, you know what, a rural track might be good for you?
Well, we do have a strong and steady applicant pool. Over the past 10 years, we've graduated, we'll be graduating our 10th class in May of 2020. And we have over 179, I believe it is, graduates who are now in practice through, who have graduated from the WARM program. I think that the word is out there amongst high school counselors, undergraduate advisors to pre-med students, that WARM is a very great way to get a good education overall, and especially if you're from a rural area and interested in going back to practice in rural Wisconsin, that it's a great education and is doing a great job of serving the needs of the community.
What draws med students into really having that as a goal to practice in a rural setting?
I think if you've lived or experienced the needs of a rural area and understand it and are from that background, I think it's just very natural. I was just reviewing the notes for interviewing applicants to the program, and it's very inspiring just to see the students who have the rural background. It's just very natural for them to feel very committed to returning to their home, their hometowns. In fact, 30% of the students, of the graduates of the WARM program, end up living in, working in, or very near their hometowns, which is such a heartwarming statistic for me, because it really shows, I think, what you were asking about is it's just a natural commitment that the students come in with.
We're talking with Dr. Paul Hunter, Associate Director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine, or WARM, as he calls it. That's at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's telling us about the challenges of getting med students to prepare for practice in a rural community. If you live in rural Wisconsin, what is your access to primary care like? What if you need a specialist? How far do you travel? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Hunter, what are the differences and perhaps challenges of practicing medicine in a rural area?
In a rural area, you're going to need to have a broad range of experiences. And I think that especially me as a family physician, and a lot of the students that do graduate from WARM end up going into family practice, and but other specialties also. It really stretches you to actually practice what you've been taught in medical school for the 4 years, and then in residency and family practice is three, or family medicine is 3 years, and other residencies through 5 or more years as general surgeons, for example. Really challenges you to practice what you've been teaching, and it, that can actually be very fulfilling at the same time. I think the other challenges, which I personally experienced working in community health centers myself, that I found fulfilling as a challenge, is that you have a different set of resources that you're dealing with. People in your community have many hats that they're wearing, and everybody pitches in to fill the needs. If you don't have the detailed of the specialists in town, then you need to have that broader range that really stretches you. That can be fun. That can be a challenge at the same time. And one of the big things for the patients, and it also makes an issue for the health systems and the students, the graduates, is the long travel times for patients. And that can be quite a challenge.
What about pay when it comes to practicing in rural areas or setting up a practice in a rural area where your patient base isn't as large and maybe insurance isn't? Do you see any of those challenges?
I think the financial issues are more for the system level.
Okay.
That it's challenging for the hospital systems and the small independent hospitals to balance the books as it is everywhere. But for the individual clinicians, it's actually can be the same or even better in some situations from a personal point of view. The work is hard, as it is everywhere. But the financial implications are equal to anywhere else, especially when on balance you can have a lifestyle that you might like a lot better of living in a rural area and having access to nature and less expensive housing and less expensive travel to the places you like to go skiing or outdoors activities.
So, quality of life,
yes,
can really make an impact there.
Yeah. And being closer to your family, for example. Yeah.
Do you find that med students rotate through a number of rural settings before they ultimately say, you know, this is going to click and I think I really would like this type of atmosphere to practice in?
I think that the students who are in the WARM program are set up by design to spend time training in a rural area, because if you come from a rural background, you continue to have rural experiences through your 4 years of college. You continue to have rural experiences through your 4 years of medical school and also through your 3 to 5 years of residency. You're going to be much more likely to continue to have the connection to your rural background and understand the needs of what it's really like working there. So I think that's that pipeline experience is very, very important.
How important is for the patient to know that their doctor is maybe a hometown hero, is someone who is, you know, from down the street or who really came from that community?
I think that being able to connect with your patients wherever you're working, to understand their background and their community, is so important as being a physician. That trust that you get can make the difference between someone taking your advice or not, following up or not, and that can make such a big difference to their health.
So in the 10 years of the WARM program, the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine program, what have you noticed about your students who've committed to rural practice? Do they approach their profession any differently?
Well, I think some of the statistics can show that out, that We have about the students who end up graduating do go and serve in Wisconsin, 80% of them, and 50% of them go into primary care. That's family medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. And another 30% go into high-need specialties for rural areas, including general surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, psychiatry, and emergency medicine. So I think that through the training, I think any time that you have, like I said before, that pipeline where you touch the students have contact with rural training throughout, you're going to end up having those kind of results where the students feel more prepared, they feel they have a better understanding and can make a choice to do what they really set out to at the beginning of their training.
We're talking about preparing med students to practice in rural areas with Dr. Paul Hunter. He's the Associate Director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine, the WARM program at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Medical students, are you from a rural area? Do you plan to practice in your hometown or near it? Why have you made that decision, and do you feel prepared? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Hunter about rural healthcare right after this news update here on the Ideas Network. Right now, we are talking about pipelines for getting more med students to set up practices in rural communities, starting early, even in high school, talking about this. In Wisconsin and across the nation, there is a shortage of doctors in rural areas. Primary care, obstetrics, gynecology, psychiatry have the biggest shortages. 20 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have no practicing psychiatrists. So what progress have you seen in rural healthcare? What challenges need to be addressed in your area? How far do you drive to see a specialist? Tell us about your experience, your questions, your practice in a rural setting. 800-642-1234. Dr. Paul Hunter is with us. He's the Associate Director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine. WARM is the acronym at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Hunter, you did your residency in Eau Claire, and you had planned to practice in rural areas. What happened there?
Life, exactly. So at the time in the early 90s, medical practice in rural areas was in a time of great transition, as it is now. For a young family, two-physician family with small children, we were looking to work 80% time and not necessarily be on call 24 hours a day for the two-bed ICU, like my internist wife, and to be covering the emergency room all the time. I wouldn't have minded continuing to be on call for OB for delivering babies. That was the highlight of my career as far as I'm concerned. Very, very fulfilling part of my job. We also wanted to be taking care of poor people. And we learned in our interviews that at the time, and it's very different now, the practices were not set up for family life as much. Now there are more places that have the hospitalists so that the practicing primary care physicians don't always have to be admitting their own patients if they choose not to.
You're not rounding day and night 24/7.
Correct. And they're also the emergency rooms are more often staffed by by emergency physicians or physicians who are specifically assigned to the emergency room. At the same time, there are opportunities for those physicians who want a very broad spectrum, and that is actually a career opportunity for people who are interested in that, including continuing to do, say, C-sections as a family physician in the rural areas. So that's a plus for those physicians who are interested in that kind of practice to work in a rural area that you don't have the opportunity to do in an urban area. The other issue of taking care of poor people, which is not limited to the rural area even now, is the way the financing of healthcare is set up that affects people who have a commitment to working with poor people is that it guides you into different kinds of practices. Because of the way the funding is to the federally qualified health centers, it means that often you have a choice as a physician to either practicing in a practice that doesn't take many poor people at all, or it takes a lot of poor people. And that was an interesting thing that I learned. I should have known that.
So there wasn't a middle ground in any
There way. Still isn't a lot of that
as a
physician. It's an interesting separate topic. So what happened is I had had experience through medical school in working in community health centers, federally qualified health centers, and the administrative aspects of that, taking a couple of semesters off to work for the public health service, and had felt comfortable that was a calling to me and my wife also to take care of poor people. So we ended up working in community health center for the first part of our job. And that steered us more at the time towards working in an urban area. And then my hometown of Milwaukee was also very attractive. Now there's also federally qualified health center opportunities in rural areas, including in Wisconsin.
How do medical students find the support and the peers in a rural setting in their practices when they might be the only ones out there in that community?
I think that's a really good question to follow up on what I was saying before. There is so much more support structurally now with the way the healthcare systems are set up. The fact that part-time practice is an option now really everywhere, but especially more recently in rural areas. The peers that you have in the area, like I was saying before, everybody pitches in to help out. You get to know, as a rural physician, really personally the directors of community organizations. That there's many things you can't do as a physician in the exam room, and you need to anywhere you practice, and you need to rely on those resources in your community. The fun part about that in a rural area is that you personally know the directors of that. And if you need to, you can sit down with them and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm seeing in my practice. What can we do together to tweak what you're doing? How can I go out and help you raise money to get this new thing started? Yeah, I'm not going to have time to go to monthly meetings on your board, but I can come to an annual meeting, and you know, I can come to a one-hour talk to explain the program and why we need to do that. And that's a very fun part. That's a lot of what I do as the associate director of WARM, is work with the teaching the students about those public health principles and community engagement.
We're talking with Dr. Paul Hunter this morning. He's Associate Director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine, and looking at rural healthcare as med students look to set up practice one day in rural communities, perhaps even in their hometown. You can join in with your story, 800-642-1234. Dr. Hunter, is burnout still an issue?
It's very challenging. I like to look at the issue that people call burnout as trying to find meaning in your practice. And I don't know the literature very well, but what I do understand of it is that if you feel that your work is meaningful, it really doesn't matter how much time you spend in it, especially if you have enough time to do other meaningful things in your life, to recharge, to spend time with your family, explore your faith, explore your interest in nature. The issue is with the time that you're spending in your profession, is that meaningful to you? Are you spending at least 20% of that time doing things that are really energizing to you? Yes, as I say, teach the medical students, 80% of the time on any job you have is filling out the forms and, you know, making sure that you're being a good citizen within the organization of what you are and just dealing with the difficult things that. But if you don't have, you know, 10, 15, 20% of your time that is meaningful to you, then that's going to be a difficult life. And I think that the options in rural medicine are very good for having that amount of meaningful practice. I think that happens in a rural practice is you have closer ties to your patients. Sometimes so close that they come up to you in the
grocery store
store, and you have to learn how to deal with that. Here, look at this rash. We actually do talk about that with the medical students and do joke about that, but it is a serious issue. But that does, you know, give you some meaning in your life. You have to learn how to deal with that, how to get away and to decompress so that your whole life is not your profession. It never can be.
I lived in a smaller community in Louisiana and had a child, and we were going into the grocery store, and it was a city with a med school. And this woman ran up to me and said, "Oh my gosh, I put my first IV into your child. Look at him now." And it caught me off guard. We both laughed at how it was a really beautiful moment.
Yes, right.
You know, in a community that has a med school, that is a smaller community.
Right.
And there was just a little moment of, yes, success and bonding. But
not quite sure about the privacy issue right. with that.
But she was overjoyed to see this little one come in and see, you know, and for her own, milestone. But in a community, it takes a village.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, yesterday was my first day as a float physician for the UW Health, and I'm very thankful for those first patients that helped me learn how to use the electronic medical record within UW Health.
Well, it's an ongoing process as a physician and in any profession. You continue to learn and change as the literature changes.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Paul Hunter is the Associate Director of the Wisconsin Academy for Rural Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Coming up, we talk about the issue of suicide risk among veterans. That is in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.